You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. One of the biggest business failures that is ignored, ignored the importance of energy in marketing. Huge amounts of money have been spent on marketing, advertising, and research about what motivates people.
Motivates
people to buy. But this is an area that metaphysics and the ecosystem approach, we excel in. If you're interested in marketing yourself or you need to promote your business, this is an important show for you. And even if you don't, listening, you're going to be able to hear, or watching, you're going to be able to hear some things that might really help you in everyday life as well.
Absolutely.
We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, can you help us? That means me and the audience. I am not the business person here. Understand the importance of subtle energy metaphysics in marketing. Well, in general.
Well, you know, you always say that, and yeah, I mean, you don't. The terminology for you is just additional detail that you don't need to know.
Okay.
But the truth is that we both can go into any business.
Oh yeah.
And sense the energy and get information that lots of businesses pay thousands of dollars for all the time.
And
usually those consultants that they pay for and those experts give them bad information. So what's the importance? You know, the root, why this is important for you today is that people make choices and decide what which action they should take, whether it's for a business or if you're a professional and you're trying to market yourself within a company.
Mm-hmm. Or even if you're trying to start a small business.
Right.
And you're not a professional, but yes.
The energies, what motivates you is based on the energies.
Yes.
And the business of marketing, you know, they've spent billions of dollars, you know, doing focus groups and surveys,
right,
trying to understand. And it's so, for us, it's so dumb. Just dumb.
Because I would not have chose that word, but okay.
And I guess this is an exciting show for us because it really gets to the heart of why everyone should understand and train themselves in metaphysics.
I agree.
You know, we spent all this time going to, you know, an MBA is all about analyzing data.
Right.
You know, master's in business. And when I got out of the Army, I had college benefits. And I already had a business degree, and I could have easily gotten my master's degree in business education. But I knew back then, even without, before I was doing this work, that analysis is not what I wanted to do.
Right.
It didn't feel right to me, and I went a different way. But so anyways, when we understand the energies of something, if you're a business person of any kind, if you're trying to market yourself professionally, oh my gosh, this is important information for you.
Okay.
So,
and by the way, it's far more direct what we do as opposed to paying thousands of dollars, if not more, for a marketing expert.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, one of my favorite stories. And I'm not even looking at the script anymore. But one of my favorite stories is we both were aware of a business that they were having problems with retention. And retention is a form of internal marketing. In other words, if people are quitting your company,
correct,
you haven't marketed the benefit of working there very well. So it's just a different way of marketing, okay, internally. Okay.
Yes.
So they hired a consultant, and this consultant came in and basically, I don't know what they paid for it. I know it was a lot of money,
okay,
it was, you know, thousands of dollars. And they came up with, they did these surveys. They went around and asked people a lot of questions, a lot of the employees questions, and they were kind of dumb questions. I mean, it's like you could have assessed the situation at this company all along, which we understood.
Right.
We understood that the problem in the company was that the head of it at the time was kind of a cheapskate, and he didn't trust his people,
right,
and he didn't want to pay them, and he treated them like children.
Well, and the other part of that was that he always felt that he was being going to be cheated in some way.
Right.
Yes.
So the energy we could, you know, that was the energy of the business.
Right.
They spent a lot of money. They figured that they came back and gave them. I didn't know exactly what the response was, mm-hmm, but they did these really trite. They started putting signs up and things like, oh, is this a great place to work, and things like that.
Right.
I'm almost, it's to me, it sounds so stupid, you know. If you've ever been a consultant and done that, they probably figured out that it was the CEO,
yes,
was the problem. But they suggested things like incentives, financial incentives,
right,
you know,
right.
They put in place a more of a structure for,
yes,
to giving the employees that, but you know, they completely missed the point. And that's what we're trying to talk about today. So understanding energy, reading energy, mm-hmm, gives you a perspective that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Right.
There was a local grocery store where we used to work.
Where we used to live.
Yes.
Yes.
Where we used to live and work. Yes.
Yes.
But and we were kind of in a small town in a big city. So once you came into town, you were kind of there.
Yes.
And because of traffic, it kind of isolated you in that small town. So this guy had a commanding audience. His prices were a little more expensive, but he was, you just walk in there and he was there. It's like you wanted to walk out the door. He was angry.
He was. And the worst thing was that the nearest store after that was at least 5 to 10 miles away. And so the people that lived in the town were kind of trapped for that. I need this, or I forgot to get that at the
you
other
don't have
store.
Any milk, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't have any bread, or,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to say this, because he targeted me more than once. He did not like women, and he would do things that were very poignant, I believe is the right word, that he would target someone that would come in the store.
Patronizing.
And there you go. That's the word I was looking for. Exactly. And it was awful. And he couldn't figure out why he was losing business. Well, wait a minute. Who's the biggest customer in a grocery store? It's women.
Exactly.
I mean, talk about anybody or almost everybody knows that is the biggest customer. So why would you turn or make it difficult for women to shop there?
Well, exactly. And so here's the thing, and we're going to contrast the energy versus programming.
Right.
Programming is what we do today. Everybody does programming. We tell you how to think. So mm-hmm. if you have a problem, you Google it and you get, right, you know, 5 ways to solve this problem.
Right.
That's programming, because it doesn't consider the energy.
Right.
It says it treats the world like it's a machine.
Right.
So it might treat your business like a machine. So if you say, okay, I need to get more clients in, or I need to get more business, or I need to increase my prices, how do I do that?
Right.
Well, they give you one size fits all.
Mm.
What we say, then that's programming. And problem with programming is it narrows your focus. When you start thinking of programming, you think of a problem and then a solution.
Well, and that's true. But the, let's see, the knowing that we have about energy is energy doesn't narrow it's not a narrow field to look in. It's quite large, and it might be way out here where the real problem is.
Exactly. And that's a visual. Okay. You were moving your hands. So if you're listening,
yes.
She was moving her hands on the, you know, and sometimes it's nice to watch us as opposed to listen to us. But, and because we do a lot of things with our hands.
Right.
The point is that when you're looking at energy, there's no boundaries. When you're programmed, when you say this is the problem, then all of a sudden you've eliminated. When you think you know what the problem is, you've eliminated all potential solutions that are out farther, that are energies
that are really affecting.
Right. So you're looking for a formula or a solution that's a formula,
correct,
to solve the problem, and that never works.
Right.
And that's why using energy is so much more effective than otherwise.
Exactly. Now, should we talk about the Myers-Briggs thing right now, just real fast?
Mm-hmm.
I went to work. I was just for a part-time thing. I went to work for this company, and all in all, I took 3 Myers-Briggs tests. And the part that I'm laughing at is because I was told that I failed the test 3 different times.
And truly, you can't fail a personality test. But what he was saying is that they had some sort of predetermined expectation of what the perfect employee for that job was.
Exactly.
And you weren't fitting the bill.
I wasn't fitting the bill. And here was the most ironic part of it, was that there was nobody else that the boss had for this job. And so he said, well, I guess you're going to have to do. At the end of the week, this guy came to me and said, I have to tell you, this has never happened to me before, but I'm going to tell you that I was wrong, that I'm never going to give the Myers-Briggs test again, because I gave you a job. I told you what I wanted. You not only did exactly what I wanted, but you did it even better than I expected. And therefore, I never want to give the Myers-Briggs test again, because I almost didn't hire you. And I would like to know if you would like to stay on permanently. Well, you can all guess. I did not. and so my point that I'm getting at is that being told that you failed a personality test is one thing, okay? But the other thing is that the guy didn't use his own intuition, or
he used a programmed solution,
and therefore
he was just trying to fit her into the solution for the Myers-Briggs. There's nothing wrong with Myers-Briggs,
but
it's a programming solution,
right?
It's
exactly, and of course it was pretty funny, you know, that I failed a personality test. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
At the core of marketing is the ability to understand energy and how it works and how it affects and how to affect it.
Okay.
Understanding human nature comes from using the ecosystem approach and applying it to your particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
And marketing at its core is understanding your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And the best understanding comes from knowing their energy. And the ecosystem approach helps you understand energy first regarding yourself, and then how your business feels to other people.
Exactly. In the next segment, we're going to talk about things you can do with this energy approach to marketing, whether it's for yourself or your business. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Courtney Cottrell is walking in her purpose, creating incredible tools to level up your life. Let's introduce you to the Unapologetically Favored Gift Shop, your one-stop shop for all Courtney's motivational books, custom-created, inspirational gifts, and more. Products that remind you of your purpose on this planet, infused with the passion to uplift lives. shop apparel, books, wall art, and more at shopfavored.net.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com. Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say your name was?
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about things you can do with this energy approach to marketing, whether it's for yourself or your business. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, what can you do using energy for marketing for yourself and your business?
You know, the first thing is to always assess the situation.
Right.
The benefit of what we do using energy versus a programmed approach, which is very narrow. Say, what's the problem? You try and assess the problem.
Right.
And once you define that, then you've all of a sudden you've narrowed your focus and you can't see anything outside of what you've assessed the problem to be.
Correct.
But when you take an energy approach, you look at the energy of something and that gives you all sorts of information that, you know, one of the cliches today is you have to think outside of the box. Think outside of the box. Everybody wants to think outside of the box.
But in programming, it doesn't give you that option.
Well, it's a form of hypocrisy because they're using a tool that puts you inside the box.
Yes.
Everybody's saying, well, I'm thinking outside the box, when in fact they're actually thinking in the box even more and more.
Right.
So taking a programmed approach always limits your view and you become a machine in search of a solution that's already defined by the problem.
Yes.
You know, we've been seeing the world lately so much differently because we're seeing it in terms of energy. Our vocabulary with each other is an energy vocabulary or a feeling vocabulary. So when we meet someone, it's not on purpose. It just happens naturally. We're reading their energy.
Exactly.
And we can see all these different aspects. We met someone the other day when we walk our dogs, and there's a lot of people here that own houses up here from the Bay Area, and they come up here on the weekends.
Correct.
They have their cabin here, so to speak. Right. And, you know, they were very friendly, and we could tell they wanted to become closer friends. But we could see that it wasn't going to work out just because, you know, we take care of mom and, you know, what those
makes it difficult,
that sort of thing. But, you know, we saw all this about them just having a few minutes of conversation. If people had an energy approach, you could see so much more than you do right now.
Exactly. And by using an energy approach, it enables you to not only learn about others and learn about situations, but it also really helps you learn about you. And I'm going to say it plain flat out, what you like and what you don't like, well, and what's acceptable and what's not.
What you see when you look at other people, for example, is their motives,
yes,
their intentions,
yes,
and how it all works together.
Yes.
And then why things happen. Mm-hmm. Now, that's kind of a change of the subject here, but when you with the ecosystem approach, you always start with yourself first. You always, right, start with self-knowledge.
Right.
And when you start to understand your own motives, when you start to understand how you lie to yourself, and that sounds awful.
But it's such a big thing. And
it's such a relief because,
exactly,
you start to see yourself. And one of the hardest things to see is how you feel to other people.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so many people don't understand that.
Yes.
You,
yes,
know?
No, it's true.
Right, I remember, absolutely, that one actress that had this really irritating voice.
Okay.
I remember her name. I can't remember.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm sure she understood that her voice was irritating, but I'm, you know, there's a lot of people in the workplace, and we've been in the workplace.
Yes, we have.
And they don't understand how they feel to other people.
No.
And so if you're marketing yourself, you need to know not only how we, you know, how you work, self-knowledge,
right,
but how you feel to other people.
Correct.
And that takes a lot. If you're producing a product or a service, you need to know how that service feels.
Exactly.
In terms of being attractive or not to other people.
Exactly. And it's really, really, really important. The biggest thing is that people assume that their energy is okay. But when you start doing the ecosystem approach, you soon see that, oh, maybe this thing that I say or this thing that I do is not very attractive.
I remember a long time ago when I, you know, when I'd go out and interview for jobs,
right,
I was thinking about, well, okay, what are they going to ask me and how should I respond?
Right.
Problem, solution. Well, you know, knowing now, what I would have said is, well, you know, who am I? What am I trying to present to them?
Yeah.
And who are they? And what are they trying to look? What are they looking for? What are they, you know?
And do I really want to work with these people?
Yes.
Exactly. And by the way, that last question that I just asked, that's the question that you ask after you sit down with these people and you ask yourself, do I really want to work with these people?
Well, and if you're a business person, you may want to be more selective about your clients.
Yes.
You may want to choose your customers. And in this day and age, that makes a lot more sense.
Well, and by the way, we're not saying that you need to be a snob or judgmental. That's not what we're saying. We're saying make yourself, help yourself be aware of all the different, caveats that are on the table that half the time you don't even talk about them.
Well, it's sort of like dating. You know, there's some people you don't want to date, and it's dating and business clients, you know,
yeah,
it's not that much different, really.
No.
And it depends on, you know, if you're just selling candy bars, you know, off street corner, it's different than if you're having a long-term
service something
relationship with
yes,
a client, that,
yes,
sort of thing.
Exactly. Okay.
I think one of the best examples is the Coca-Cola example. And if you haven't heard about it, just briefly, there was a time back in the 80s, I believe it was, that Coke decided that there was a long time of dropping in sales for the regular Coke.
Okay.
And what's now Coke Classic. And they were doing taste tests. They were doing these focus groups. Mm-hmm. And they found that this other formulation of the taste of Coke,
right,
was far more attractive to people than the regular Coke. So they decided to change it. And this is when, you've probably heard about this, people went nuts. People went crazy. They started hoarding the regular Coke. They did all these things. I just pulled this from the internet. The chairman of the board received a letter addressed to the Chief Dodo, Coca-Cola Company. And he said he was more upset that it was actually delivered to him.
Okay.
Because they must have thought he was the Chief Dodo.
Okay.
You know, yes. And another person wrote to him asking for his autograph because he said in years to come, the signature of the dumbest executive in American business history. You know, so they took a lot of flack for that change.
Exactly.
In the Coke.
And the other thing I want to say is Coca-Cola is actually not anymore. But at the time they did this, it was, I'm going to say, I believe the largest company in the entire world. of delivering selling things. And they never, from what I understand, they never really went out and asked the common man what he thought about, taking a classic Coca-Cola off the market.
Well, the point of this story is that it was a program solution. They were looking at data. And they were trying to improve their sales. And so they had the problem, low sales. And so what's the solution? They didn't see the whole thing.
They didn't.
And I read this this case study from Coca-Cola on the internet. It was very interesting because they spun it a little bit. They said, well, the takeaway for them was you have to take a risk. And taking risk is, sometimes when you take a risk, sometimes it doesn't work out. Well,
That part's true.
That's true. But they missed the point is that if they had an energy approach, they could have seen so much more.
Correct.
And they would have so much more information.
Correct.
Many people, if you're trying to market yourself professionally in a company.
Correct.
They hope that if you just do a good job and don't make waves, you'll succeed. But that's really a false belief. The truth is that you're, because of programming, a lot of managers can't really evaluate performance.
Right.
They have these formulas to evaluate performance, and they don't even know exactly why and how they have these assessments. Some of them are kind of negative. They might see a man as better qualified than a woman. They may see someone that's white is more qualified than someone of color. Those types of evaluations are kind of unconscious. Most managers are unconscious because they've been programmed.
Correct.
Problem solution.
That's right.
But if you want to self-promote, the first thing you do is you start an energy approach by knowing yourself.
Right.
Knowing your motives.
Well, and
how you lie to yourself.
And I want to say one thing here. When you have negative energy on you, in you, around you, I want you to think about, if you're looking at that from your perspective, think about it. In order to even understand the person that, say, has all that negative energy, you actually have to go through the negative energy to get to the truth about that person, that other person. Did I make that very clear?
So what you're saying is that people that are programmed and not very energy literate,
correct,
they read the outside veneer, which and may be an illusion.
Because we're trained.
Yes.
We are trained to have that.
Yes.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Programming with a problem-solution approach focuses your thinking. Many solutions are invisible then. Developing your energy abilities is essential for all types of marketing so you can accurately assess the situation. And personal or professional marketing requires self-knowledge, which leads to understanding of others and their motives.
Correct.
Oh, that's so important.
Really?
And the ecosystem approach is designed to holistically give you abilities to market your business and yourself professionally.
All right. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to become a marketing savant by developing refined intuition and using energy abilities, your energy abilities. Everybody has them. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
How to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to become a marketing savant by developing refined intuition and using energy abilities. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach. That's exactly what we're talking about today for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. And that includes business as well. Jason, what do you mean by a marketing savant? You know, it kind of sounds kind of interesting. How does that happen?
Whether you're a small business or you're just seeking to advance your professional career.
Okay.
Understanding your own energy first and then having the ability to read others and situations.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it is a savant. It's savant-like.
Okay.
And we do it so naturally now, but we know where it came from,
right?
And how it happened, how we happened to get it.
Yeah.
So the first thing I want to talk about is what refined intuition is.
Okay.
Because we see there are a lot of people that naturally have intuition.
Yes.
And some of them are pretty good. They can, you know, they can talk to dead people, you know, mediums,
sure,
psychics.
But then there's others who have no idea that they actually are using their intuition in everyday life.
That's true. But my point about this is that when you have someone who's, whether they have 8 years of college, whether they have three PhDs and they've been in the programming world, you have a perspective that's limited.
Yes.
And it's the same thing with intuition. If you have an amazing psychic, clairvoyant, medium, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's refined, it's like the person who's programmed over here. It's limited. Your viewpoint is limited.
True.
So what does refinement mean to us? For us, it means removing the negative energy that's attached to your essence.
Right.
And when you start to do that, you start to open up your intuition and refine it.
Right.
And as you do that, it's a natural byproduct of the ecosystem approach.
Right.
But as you start to do that, not only do you see yourself clearly, you start to see other people more clearly.
Well, and I want to add, in this refinement that happens naturally when you start the ecosystem approach, there's details that most of the time we would just either ignore or dismiss. And it's in those details often, not every time, but often, where we see where negative energy is and we clear it. And it's awesome because you feel lighter. That is one of the most common things that I hear from people all the time. I feel so much lighter. Thank you for the session, Patricia.
Yes.
That's
It has great benefit for you personally.
Right.
There's so many professionals that are constantly reading, doing self-improvement type things,
right,
taking courses, that sort of thing.
Right.
This is where all the bang for your buck is. And there's very little buck. There's mostly bang.
Yeah.
You know, at this point. So, you know, one of the things you can tell, we were working for a Fortune 500 company for a while ago, and I won't mention the name because
it's not contracts.
Yes. But the truth is that they use us for one thing, but this is the vice president. She would love us to come in and she'd ask us to read the room.
Yes.
Or she'd have these political issues that affected her, and she wanted perspective on it.
Right.
And the truth is, we were able to give that to her, but people then, if you're listening, you're thinking, okay, well, I should go to them and get this information because I have this particular problem, or
right,
I could use this solution. Well, we want to help people create it for themselves, because there's a lot of issues that you don't want to go to someone else. You want to do it yourself, especially when it comes to knowing yourself and knowing how you work and knowing how you operate.
Right.
The best person to know that is you. And then you can start seeing how that applies to the world. The other thing that you can do with this energy approach with refined intuition is not only do we naturally type people in terms of the Enneagram.
So yes,
when we meet
do.
Someone, you know, that person's a 2, that person's a 7, you know, bing,
correct,
bing, bing, we get it, okay? But what's really valuable is typing a business or
yes,
an organization or a group.
And helping people understand how to use that to their benefit.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, if, for example, if your business is a 7 business, in other words, there's a lot going on, you know, they're always trying to grow and expand.
Correct.
In general, you could say for that type of business that's a 7, you probably want to slow down and make sure you get the details covered.
Correct.
You know, if your business is a 9 on the Enneagram, constantly want to play it safe and do what's comfortable in spite of the information you're getting,
right,
then for those types of business, expanding or trying something different or taking a risk is far more valuable.
Correct.
So when Coca-Cola said, our takeaway is that you should always take a risk. Well, you know, we haven't typed Coca-Cola, but if knowing their Enneagram type knows whether that's really appropriate or not.
Correct.
You know, and so reading the market and your competitors.
Right.
Even for timing, all
is,
this comes from
huge
energy.
That's correct.
Astrology is often helpful for timing,
yes,
for example.
Yes.
You know, when you have a metaphysical background using the ecosystem approach, because not all metaphysical training is the same. I got to say that.
We know that, yes.
And so we're talking really about the ecosystem approach. The ability to understand your own business, starting with knowing who you are,
mm-hmm,
because who you are affects, permeates all of your business.
Exactly. And that's one, if you take anything away from the show today, that the takeaway,
yes,
is that your energy affects so much if you have a business.
You know, most CEOs don't even understand why they're being successful. And that's,
yeah,
so important. So
we've heard that one too.
If your business is successful and you think you know, well, do you really?
Yeah.
And some of that, we see that all the time where people they think they know this when the truth is over here.
Right.
And so when you're using the ecosystem approach, it expands your view considerably.
Yes.
So
yes,
should we do the key points and then tell people how to clear?
Exactly. Sounds good to me. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Everyone can refine their intuition, and it's the most important aspect of being a marketing savant. That's one thing I didn't say, and I want to say that real
okay,
quickly.
Okay, go ahead.
When we met, you were naturally intuitive.
Yes.
But over the 20 years that we've been doing the ecosystem approach,
mm-hmm,
your natural intuition, which was already pretty significant, is amazingly useful in a way that it never was before.
I'll agree.
You know, and that's the refinement.
Well, and one of the, and I have to say this, I'm going to take this moment. One of the things I was trained because of what everybody else thought, that my intuition had no value. And
Yeah, when I met you, your family kind of thought you were kind of weird, strange, crackpot.
Yeah,
you know, because you're popping off with these intuitive insights, and they had no idea what they were talking about.
Yeah, where did she learn that one?
They still kind of think that about the energy work that we do. The difference is that there's a practical ability that we live in the world that is so much more elegant than it used to be.
Yes.
And that comes from the refinement of the way we use this, our intuition in the world.
Correct.
And that's what we offer you when you're doing the ecosystem approach.
Okay, go ahead.
Refined intuition is a natural byproduct of using the ecosystem approach. You don't have to work on it specifically.
Correct.
Reading expands your ability to see cause and effect, as well as understanding what's going on.
And by the way, and that's huge.
Oh my gosh, it's so huge.
Because those are oftentimes those details I was talking about that people miss.
Yes. And the ecosystem approach is constantly expanding your ability to be in this energetic world in an empowering way for you.
Correct. Absolutely.
We don't go airy-fairy. It's about how can we make your life better today?
Exactly. And you start today. That's one of the biggest points, because when you start today, then tomorrow, things can be a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. Let me just say it that way. So, Jason, let's tell everyone out there how to do the clearing. And if for those of you who have not heard this before, listen in. And then in the next segment, we're actually going to do clearing.
Right.
So we're not just going to leave you hanging and have you figure it out for yourself.
So you can sit, stand, you can be walking, laying down, mm-hmm. standing on your head. Your posture doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we say "and to eliminate," in your mind's eye, gather up what we say to eliminate, whether it's emotions mm-hmm. or barriers, veils mm-hmm. and illusions, whatever we say to eliminate, and just gather that up in your mind's eye, in your imagination, and blow it into the processor. Jacob's putting the processor up right now, and you can see what it looks like. And it's really that simple.
Okay. And if you, the other thing is you can go to our website,
theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. And that we have a picture of the processor there that you can download, print out, and put it on your desk,
it on the wall, however it works for you. Then after that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy, which is the most powerful energy that any of us on this planet has access to. And this energy, we call upon it to go in and take the place where the negative energies used to be that we were just clearing. And in other words, it creates balance, it creates knowing, it creates a form of even security for us, which is absolutely incredible. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you get started to clear so you can develop your marketing abilities, whether it's for business or marketing yourself as an individual. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is a show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth's guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, questions, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's D-E-N-E-E.com.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit BrettBevel.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start to clear to develop your marketing abilities, whether it's for a business or marketing as an individual. This is so important to everyone for the simple fact of when you start to understand who you are, then you can market the best parts of you as well.
Yes.
I love that part. So, Jason, you ready?
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that programming narrows your focus and makes you oblivious to what's happening. So take a breath, gather up those barriers.
And throw it into that processor. Remember, you don't want to just throw that energy away, because what happens is if you don't put it someplace specifically, such as the processor, then you're wasting your time. And you know what? Our time is way too precious right now to be doing that. And you don't want to get up and walk back into it. That's all there is to it. So with that said, we're going to shorten it just a little bit. And I'm going to say, and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that metaphysics taught by the ecosystem approach expands your view of the world around me and you. Take a breath.
So if you get this little buzz, this little inkling in your heart, this little cha-chink.
Okay.
Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. You get weekly clearings. Mm-hmm. You get a little newsletter, a little backstory about what's happening with each topic. And there's a lot of free content there. It's all free. Do it right now. TheEcosystemApproach.org. You'll be glad you did. This is the beginning of your metaphysics training.
Exactly. And the other thing is this is the one thing that you need to do that's good for you today.
Yes.
And by the way, we use the clearing every day, all day. And it's amazing.
We can't imagine anybody not having metaphysical training, even
exactly.
though some people do. And it's like it dumbs you down. I don't like this. I shouldn't say dumb on the radio, but it dumbs you down. And
it's true.
So anyways,
all right.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have that can blind me from marketing myself or my business. Gather up those feelings of worry, stress, and anxiety, roll them into the processor.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that keep me from marketing myself and my business or the business that I'm in. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see how programming focuses you in a bad way in spite of all the talk about thinking outside of the box.
Ah, I got it. Take a breath. Well, and programming literally keeps you from thinking inside the box.
No, programming makes you think inside the box.
Excuse me.
It keeps you from thinking outside of the box.
Exactly.
And if you don't even care about the box, it doesn't matter. Use the ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
And it's going to expand your mind.
Exactly. So, yeah. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that self-knowledge is essential to understanding political games,
yes.
which is what I have to do if I'm marketing myself within a company.
Correct. Take a breath. Okay. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see self-knowledge is essential to understand the political gains and that you need to know that for marketing. Take a breath.
Clearing doesn't help us go through this list.
No, it doesn't.
You just repeated the one that I just
did. Oh, my apologies.
So here we go. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and terror that I have because I believe I'm not good at marketing, I can clear that.
Or reading a list.
Yeah.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that clearing my emotional life story is the best way to self-knowledge. And then, of course, good marketing. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger or resentment I have about my marketing competitors who always try and make me look bad. Mm. If you're marketing yourself within a company, this always happens.
Yep.
But I guarantee you, if you're just marketing your business, all the other companies want to make you look bad and them look good.
Yes.
Exactly. Makes you mad. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to using an energy approach and refined intuition. There are many experts with how to advise. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that all marketing is personal to my business and to me.
Yes.
It's not about one size fits all advice.
Mm.
Who are you and how does that affect what you're trying to do with marketing?
Correct.
And you, without that answer, you're just guessing.
Well, and you're also just one of many.
Yes.
Take a breath, everyone. And to eliminate the hate and anger I have about the competitive marketing environment that feels cutthroat. And it's the best reason to use an energy approach for a competitive advantage. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that refined intuition can be a real advantage for all types of marketing.
Yes, take a breath. Now, should we activate life force? Here we go. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can, see where I can take an advantage and be an advantage for marketing, but also so that I can understand not only who I am, but who my competitors are. Take a nice breath. Pull in that life force energy to replace that negative energy we were just clearing all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there, turn it around, and remove any negative energy that's left over. Go ahead.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to be a marketing savant by developing refined intuition and taking an energy approach to my life.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust and understand that approaching all types of promotion through an energy lens is very effective. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on developing my energy abilities that create refined intuition.
Yes, take a breath. Pull it in, life force. Life force energy is power, everyone, and it helps you see what's standing in your way. Take a breath. And the last one, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, aware, have clarity, awareness, and objectivity, and be able to see what I need to see, clear what I need to clear, and know that what I have to offer is very, very, very important now and in the future. Take a nice breath, pull in that life force energy, and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Next week is a really important show. It's about conception, abortion, and soul purpose, and the way it really works.
Ooh.
There's so much misconception, and we're going to take a really interesting approach next week.
Of course we are.
Actually, it's going to be pre-recorded. It's going to be on Memorial Day.
Yes, it is.
And
by the way, if you're out doing all kinds of things, you can still listen to the show, because go to our...
our website, theecosystemapproach.org. It's recorded. So even if you miss it on that time
exactly.
and day, you could... And of course... I would never listen to that time of day because I'm doing this.
Yeah, but, exactly.
You know, I always like to listen to the recording because it's on my time. And
okay.
So we really encourage you to do that. But
yes.
This is going to be an important show because, you know, this is the time of Roe v. Wade.
Right.
And it's being questioned. And there's a lot of stuff about, you know, preserving life. Mm-hmm. What happens when you have an abortion? What happens to that life?
Right.
From an energy standpoint, when you have an abortion, what happens to that life when you have a miscarriage?
Mm-hmm.
How do souls choose a parent
yes.
or choose a family? I mean, we're going to go into that. And frankly, it's going to be really interesting because normally we do our homework by using our intuition together
yes.
and try and answer these questions.
Correct.
But we're going to kind of do it while we're on the show.
And it's going to be, it's going
we
to
haven't
be,
answered, we haven't asked the question yet.
We have not.
So we're going to ask it on the show.
Exactly. So, did today's show touch your heart in any way? Did it make you think in a way that you might not have considered before? Jason, what do you think?
So, if we've touched you today,
okay,
we've made it really easy for you. How do you start your practice of metaphysics with using the ecosystem approach?
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple. Listen to our show every week.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Sign up for our free section. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for a free section. You get the clearings every week. So the more clearing you do, the better it is.
Mm-hmm.
Clearing is cumulative. The longer you do it, the better you'll do.
Exactly.
And then... you know, if you want to see more of us, you want to see the videos, you can go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org.
Right. And by the way, don't forget to like us because while you're there, because, you know, that's Jason really, 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 really likes that. And so we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.